What episode is this? Eight? Nine? Eight?
Eight
sounds good.
Yeah.
We'll go with eight.
Yeah.
Welcome to episode eight, yeah. And welcome to the new year and new decade.
Happy New Year and all that.
Yeah.
The decade thing's a funny one, because it doesn't feel like a decade. I think it's because you look at me weird already.
Yeah.
Because like 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s is quite clear, then noughties. I don't know what the last one was called.
Oh, the teenies?
Yeah, but then some of them aren't... don't end in teen.
Yeah, but majority do.
Right, okay. Because now I presume we're in the 20s again. But
yeah.
Then...
it's going to be...
It's the 2020s.
The 2020s. I think that's what it'd be called.
No, surely it should be the 20s, because now we should say 1920s.
Yes, because it's the 20s.
Because it's 1820s. Because in the 1820s, they would have considered that the 20s.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is, it actually is the 20s, because it's 220s. It's the 20s.
I mean, you're not wrong.
So I think that's a better name for it going forward.
Right.
Right, now that's nailed.
Good Christmas and stuff?
Yeah, it was alright, yeah. Quite quiet.
Yeah.
My brother and sister went around, so nowhere for me to hide. no one for me to blame.
Yeah.
You know?
It's one of them, it gets less exciting the older you get, doesn't it? I feel, until you have kids.
Yeah.
Or, like, young cousins or something.
Yeah, I would say I've got two young cousins.
Yeah.
Well, four young cousins. Well, I don't know what they are. My cousin's kids. What relation is that?
Cousin's kids?
Yeah.
Oh.
We're not going to get into that. So let's just call them cousins.
Yeah.
For the sake of this.
Yeah, they are. They're just... there'll be a number next to them.
Right, okay.
But I don't know.
So maybe... anyway. So yeah, I've got four young cousins all under the age of six.
All right, okay. So there is still a bit of excitement.
Yeah, so we saw them afterwards, like in a period, between, that weird period between Christmas and New Year. So then that was good fun.
We're now in that weird period where you're trying to rebuild normality.
Yeah, getting back into the routine. Like, I've got no idea what day it is.
No.
Still.
No. I'm not going to give away a recording day.
No.
But, well, your normality is not really going to resume, is it?
Well, it will. Well, no, it's going to be fluctuating a bit more because I'm going to be jet lagged.
Yeah. Well, tomorrow you fly away for like 5 months. So.
Yeah. Undecided.
It's hardly normal.
No, but like I have a routine.
Yeah.
I'll be going to uni probably.
Yeah, it'll be the same routine in a more humid climate.
Oh, yeah. Horrible humid climate. Horrible.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I'm looking forward to it, I am. Don't get me wrong, but
you're English.
I'm English.
And it's sunny.
And it's not just sunny though, it's like sticky weather, sticky.
Yeah.
You know?
Wet but not
wet.
Not for rain.
Yeah.
Just like,
although
general.
there is a monsoon season.
Oh, okay. That'll
like,
be fun.
Oh, I can't wait for that, you know.
Mm.
I love the rain.
Well,
I do love the rain.
Yeah, but when it goes from oh it's raining to oh it's a monsoon, that's a bit more concerning.
But apparently, right, this is what I've heard. They're like it's like kind of just really, really humid in the mornings, and then it gets to the afternoon and then just like tips it down.
Yeah.
So like
it builds itself up to just a massive storm.
Yeah.
Love that.
Yeah, and you know it's coming.
Mm.
So that's going to be exciting.
So you're leaving.
I am.
Which means...
there's a vacancy.
There's... I can do whatever I want.
Within reason.
Because we weren't going to... well, we won't have any sort of regular routine.
No.
But I thought it might be fun if we just throw out an offer to all the listeners. And there's quite a few.
There's a few, yeah. We've got...
if
following.
Yeah. If you want to be co-host, a bit like Callum was on Five.
Exactly, a temporary co-host.
Just message us, and the odds of you getting on are probably quite high.
Yeah, we're not saying it's gonna be you're going to be the temporary co-host. You're going to be a temporary co-host.
Unless you're really good.
Unless
at
you're
it.
Good.
Yeah. So if you think you're somewhat interesting or funny or literally have anything to provide to the world, and you get on Spotify, so... it's quite cool, isn't it?
Yeah, that's quite cool.
Just give us a message. If you don't want to be on it, I feel like you could still get involved by just sending us some topics.
Yeah, I like that idea.
To sort of chat about.
Things you want to hear about, things you don't want to hear about.
Same goes for you in Malaysia.
Yeah.
If you find anyone interesting.
Might do.
Have a sit down.
I hope I do. Hope I find someone interesting.
Be a long time
be
if
a
you
long,
don't.
Long 5-6 months if I don't. So, yeah, that's the plan for now.
Yeah, it's kind of a plan.
vague outlines of a plan.
Yeah.
As planned as this show can ever be.
Be fun, though. Could go totally off the rails.
Oh, it could change the analysis in a way we never thought was possible.
That's the plan.
Yeah.
You knew this was going to happen, though.
Yeah,
we did. You chose to go away.
I did. It was my decision, and mine alone. But we found a potential solution.
I think it could be quite funny. Could be total,
Oh, it could be terrible.
Yeah.
Could be a disaster.
Yeah.
You got to pick the guests wisely.
Yeah.
Like, there might be some screening involved.
Yeah, there'll
be... Depends how many people we get apply.
Yeah, there'll be at least 3 interviews and a disclosure check.
Right, okay.
I think.
Yeah.
Before we actually put them in front of a microphone.
Yeah.
Bear in mind, it's not live as well. Don't,
come
in and think you can just shout, we can cut anything.
Yeah, we have a lot of power. and the power will remain with us. You may be a co-host, but we own the show.
Yeah.
We own the rights.
Well, we've got the password to the account that puts it up, so...
I don't know what that is anymore. I've forgotten. I've just put it in and saved it. You know what I mean? Like, when you put it on your phone, on your laptop, it just saves the password. Probably have a guess at what it is, but I don't...
Well, I'm going to need that.
Ah. Yeah. We'll discuss that later.
Did you know...
Go on.
That if you put your saved passwords on your phone, so if you ever say yes to save the password on your phone...
Yeah, what are you gonna tell me now? Is this going to be a bad thing about saving your passwords?
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
It's actually logged, so, you can just read them if anyone ever gets into... So if anyone ever gets your phone password or passcode, they can then see all of the passwords you've ever saved on your phone.
I didn't think they could. I thought you had to go...
I can show you if you want.
Well, we can cut this bit, so...
Little tip for the listeners. So if I knew your passcode, right?
Right.
In there, somewhere.
Yeah, it'd be security, probably.
Or is it account? One of these. Oh, passwords and accounts.
Makes sense.
Then your website and app passwords. Yeah. 39 I've got.
Click on them.
So you click on it, and it asks you for your Touch ID.
Exactly.
But if you don't have that, if they've got your passcode... Then you can go into your thing and look. There's the anchor one. I've got the anchor one left.
You've got it. Right, all good. All sorted.
There it is. Weird, don't it?
Yeah.
You don't know that's there. It's horrible.
I didn't think it showed the passwords. I thought it just showed the email addresses. Ah. Okay. Well, I haven't got an iPhone anymore, so it's all good.
Ah, yeah. Yeah, that's only an iPhone thing.
Only an iPhone problem.
Because obviously... The top security people don't think that's an issue.
No, exactly. It's no one's going to crack your password. Right. So we're saying new decade.
New decade.
New year. As a concept.
Both.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I want to know highlights of the year and the decade, if you've got any. If not, then we'll brush over this topic quite quickly.
Decade.
Yeah.
First one that springs to mind is football related.
Of course it is.
Does
it involve Hibs in the Scottish Cup?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because when you wait 114 years for something, it's quite a big deal.
Well, you weren't waiting 114 years.
No,
I didn't. You weren't around for the first, I'd say 100 years.
No, but mental to say that at that point we won it, literally no one in the world that was a Hibs fan had seen it before.
Right, so no, yeah. Okay.
So every single fan...
It was their first time.
It was their first time, which can't be said very often.
No.
I mean, you're a Newcastle fan, so that's probably the case.
Yeah, you're probably right there.
But for who are meant to be top 5 in Scotland, that's not ideal.
Yeah, that's... Yeah, especially in Scotland, where there's the leagues are only 12.
Yeah, and it's a knockout competition.
Yeah.
It's not a league title.
Exactly.
We'd won loads of leagues in the 50s.
Did you?
Yeah.
Never a cup.
Never a Scottish Cup, no.
Right, so your highlight is?
Yeah, Scottish Cup in 2016. So halfway through the decade. I've got other ones that are magic-y related.
Got them.
But no. I didn't do magic 10 years ago, so...
Yeah.
Literally everything I've ever done, so...
Related to magic has happened
in
this decade. Or that decade.
Yeah.
That's quite cool. Nice. What about this year?
This year I'd probably go with The Fringe.
Yeah.
That was good. It's always good fun.
Yeah,
The Fringe.
I enjoyed The Fringe as well. That was one of my highlights for this year, was going to see your show at The Fringe, but also other shows at The Fringe.
Yeah.
Just the whole kind of...
It's madness.
It is. The whole kind of... not party atmosphere, but it is, because it's summer...
Festival atmosphere.
Festival atmosphere, that's what I'm after.
Yeah, the whole city just... It's forced to turn into it.
Exactly. And whether you like it or not, because people just go about their day-to-day business, but there's a festival going on, and you can't get away from that.
Yeah, it's that annoys some people. And
just
I kind of get it, because like, it's normally the people that work in town complain about it, because it takes them like 20 minutes longer to go their lunch or whatever. But at the same time, like, it's the biggest arts festival in the world in your city.
Yeah.
So surely that outweighs the 15 minutes you have to spend in the queue at Pret.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean?
And also, I think it's rated like the number one thing to do in the UK. Go to the Fringe.
Yeah.
Like, it's like...
Yeah, I agree. It's like...
I think it's a good thing. But like, yeah, I can understand people getting it annoyed, but just embrace it.
Yeah.
For 1 month, get involved. I think the moment you stop going to the Fringe events is the moment you start to hate it.
Yeah, if you don't actually do anything in it and just walk through it,
exactly,
then you are going
to
hate it.
You'd be like, oh, this is... Whereas if you go to them and start enjoying it, you get involved in the whole kind of atmosphere, and it's good.
Where else in the world would you nip out to the shops and potentially see a guy riding a unicycle on a zip wire, like juggling fire? And it's just like normal.
Yeah, everyone comes to expect that from Edinburgh Fringe.
Once you've been there for like 15 minutes, you just kind of get used to it.
Mm-hmm. And people come from all over the world to see it.
Yeah.
A lot of Americans come, a lot of Canadians, people from South Africa.
Yeah.
Like, I know people from all over the world who've come to the Fringe.
Well, I was looking at top places to go on holiday type thing,
because
that's now what I'm doing in the new year.
Yeah.
You know, as soon as New Year hits, you're like, right, let's go on holiday. Let's get right out of here.
Good skiing is quite good.
And so sly dig there. And ninth in the world was Edinburgh.
Ninth in the world.
For that reason.
All right, okay. So
if you come in August.
So you've got a new game. What are the other ones? Top 10?
Don't remember. Also, that was only one list. All right. Like,
but of that list is the...
It just surprised me when you're scrolling through going, oh, like, Barbados sounds nice.
Yeah.
And then you go, oh, Edinburgh. Cool.
Oh, I live there.
Yeah.
I think, like, New York will be up there.
Probably. Although I've been in New York, didn't rate it.
See, I don't fancy going to New York.
Did not rate it. Very grey.
Right, yeah, a lot of buildings.
Yeah.
Las Vegas, that'd be up there, imagine.
Favourite place in the world.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah, Dan the Party Animal loves Las Vegas.
It is honestly not what you expect it to be.
Well...
It's mental.
Yeah, I reckon it's like a sensory overload.
Yeah. It's fake. Like,
yeah.
The whole place...
It's all show, all for show.
It's totally artificial, and I love it.
Okay. London will be on there.
Never been there.
Don't want to go. Well, I was there over the summer. Over the summer? Over the Christmas, briefly. Hated it. I went to get the train back home. Had to go into London. Had to go from Waterloo to King's Cross on the tube. Then from King's Cross back up to Newcastle.
Nice.
Right? I hated every moment I was in London. Oh, I was instantly angry when I was there.
There wasn't one good moment.
No. I got on. I arrived at Waterloo and I was instantly stressed. I was like, there's too many people.
Yeah.
Had to find my way on the underground from Waterloo. I got there because, you know, I can think for myself and work you know, but there was too many people there, busy, everyone like speeding to get somewhere. She's like, chill, just calm down, you know. And I got to King's Cross again, too many people were queuing for the platform nine and three quarters.
Oh, right, okay.
To get a photo with it. There's a Harry Potter shop there, you know. I'm just
That's kind of what I feel New York's like.
Is it?
But New York's just bigger. Well, it's not even... Is it bigger?
Yeah,
probably.
Probably is bigger.
It's higher.
Yes.
And it's... Yeah. And maybe sunnier at times. But you can't really see the sun
cold.
In New York anyway, because
you're
always in the shade because of the massive skyscrapers.
Yeah.
But London, same thing. Looks very grey.
Yeah.
Lots of people go to London, though. I think people that like sightseeing.
Yeah.
Like, if you want to see the Parliament... Fair play.
I did see the Parliament.
But
saw the Parliament, saw the London Eye, saw Big Ben, all from this walk from wherever I was going.
And is it worth seeing? Or does it look
once
like
you've
you
seen
expected
it
to look?
Once you, yeah, exactly. Because you don't go somewhere...
You can't, like, go in.
You don't go somewhere sightseeing without having seen a picture of the site you want to see first. Oh, I'm going to go see that site.
Yeah.
You know? So when you see the London Eye, it goes, oh, yeah, that, it is what it is.
It's a big Ferris wheel.
It's a big eye.
Wow.
Yeah, there we go. And then Big Ben. Everyone knows what Big Ben looks like.
Is it big?
Oh, it's big.
Is it a clock?
It's a clock.
It's a bit.
That's all there is, apparently. That's it. Parliament Building, again, just a big building.
Yep.
The
Bridge.
The Bridge, London Bridge.
Big Bridge.
Big Bridge. You know, they're all over the world. Sometimes it goes up. Sometimes it goes down. I don't understand it.
No.
Sightseeing. Like, if I go somewhere, I want to do something. That's why I don't like London.
Yeah.
I remember going to London as a kid. Went to Buckingham Palace. Saw it. Stood outside it. Stood by the big lion. You know, yeah. The other lions at the... Yeah.
Seen a guy in a red coat. With a black furry hat.
The Busbies.
Yeah. Because I think, like... How did we go into this?
Something about London. Yeah. Places to go in the world.
All right, okay. Because then Rome...
Yeah, I've been to Rome. I like Rome.
Yeah, because that's quite sightseeing, but it's
in a different way.
It's actually, yeah.
Because you're learning about history there.
Yeah, it's a ruin.
Yeah. And also, so Rome, when I went interrailing, was the place where I walked the most. We walked like 24k in one day.
It's mad how because much you're walking.
You just walk from place to place. All right, we'll go from this site to this one.
Yeah.
Right? And then it's like, all right, we'll go to this one. And then you just like, you end up walking and walking and walking. Before we know it, we did 24k in one day.
Quite impressive.
Yeah,
I like Rome.
Yeah, me too.
Because it is like it got hammered. Like it's it's our absolute ruin, but they still find stuff.
Yeah, all the time.
Of that, yeah, and they're constantly trying to rebuild it, which I think is so cool.
Yeah,
they've just got like a square of stuff that isn't quite. Got its place yet?
Yeah.
You're like, there's a big thing. We'll be able to find where that goes at some point.
It is quite interesting though. I went and saw the Colosseum.
Yeah.
Like, things like that.
Which is also just an absolute wreck.
It is a wreck.
But it's cool.
It is cool because it wasn't built like 100 years ago. It was built.
It's old.
Years ago.
Yeah. It's been there a while.
Oh, it has. Yeah, it stood the test of time.
It's not like a clock.
No.
Yeah.
Didn't have clocks in those days. Sundowns.
No. Yep. Where else is there? Paris is big.
Paris will be up there. Again, Eiffel Tower. You can see it from a mile off. You don't. You know what I mean? Like.
Yeah, I suppose it's quite an impressive thing, but.
It is.
Again, it's about.
I think But going to the top of the Eiffel Tower is different. Because you're getting a view of the entire city there.
Then you get to experience something you can't in a photo.
Yes.
Yeah.
Unless someone takes a photo of the view.
You could, but you can't. I think, like, stuff like going up. Like high and stuff, it's not the same.
No.
Whereas seeing it from a distance is similar. Like, oh, that does look exactly how I thought it was gonna.
Something like
I don't even know how it works. What, the Eiffel Tower? Like getting up it.
There's like.
Is it just a big lift?
In the legs, there's lifts. I think.
Is that it?
Yeah.
They can't have always been there.
Well, not originally.
That must be new.
There's steps. I think there's still steps too. I think there's like a restaurant at the top or something.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, I never went up.
It's going to be expensive.
It cost to get up. Like, I can see it from here.
That's the thing about all these places we're naming. They're all very expensive for what they are.
Yeah.
Just because they're
tourist attractions.
Big names. Yeah.
Yeah.
Even Edinburgh like takes the mic during the Fringe.
Yeah, it does. What tourist attractions are there in Edinburgh?
The castle.
Obviously the castle. Yeah. I'll tell you what. One thing. I didn't know. Obviously Harry Potter's written. J.K. Rowling wrote Harry Potter in Edinburgh.
And every
cafe claims it. But that, I think the one of the cafes that actually she did write it in is by Grassmarket, where you can see, is it George Heriot School?
Okay, yeah.
That's what Hogwarts is based on, apparently.
There's a few schools that claim that.
Yeah, but there's a few that look... But you can see where she's getting ideas from.
Yeah.
And then there's a graveyard next to that school.
Oh, okay.
And that is where she got the names for characters.
Really?
Yeah. So in there, we went. That's when we
have you checked
night.
This?
Yeah, I went the other night with Jack.
Ah, when you found
Voldemort. Tom Riddle's grave. There's McGonagall. There's the House of Black. There's what other ones did we find?
That's pretty cool.
Moody. We didn't find Potter, which I was annoyed about.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. I didn't know that, but obviously.
I didn't know that.
But we went. We went at like midnight because there's no tourists there. But like tourists go around this graveyard.
Yeah. Odds are she sat in lots of cafes.
Yes.
So like. If she's ever been in, they claim she wrote some of it there.
Yeah, she might have just been there for catch up with one of the girls.
Yeah, yeah. Because she's like, she was at the time, I mean, she still is, but she was quite a normal person.
But yeah, I thought that was quite, that's like a touristy thing for Edinburgh, the whole Harry Potter thing.
Yeah.
Because she went to, didn't she go to Edinburgh Uni, J.K. Rowling?
Probably.
Yeah. Absolute yar.
Yeah. Because there's the... They also filmed some of it in, like, Highland and stuff, didn't they? Because that bridge that the train goes over is in Scotland, I believe.
It is, and I drive past it, I think.
Do you?
Yeah.
Can't remember what it's called. Glen something viaduct?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So these type of things. But then, like, I was looking at, like, a big one's Croatia now.
What's Croatia got?
They filmed Game of Thrones there.
See.
So, like, I've never seen it.
Me neither.
But that's a big thing now for them. Like, they push that.
Yeah. It's like New Zealand with the Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
My sister and brother went there, went to the Mordor trail.
Mm.
Went to Hobbiton.
Just because
they've
seen it on.
Yeah.
Yeah. They started filming more and more films in Edinburgh now. Like, they filmed the new Fast and Furious.
They did.
Then we've had that weird Will Smith thing that's going to come out. Not Will Smith. Will Ferrell.
Will Ferrell, I was going to say Will Smith.
He's been kicking about for a Eurovision film.
Can't wait for that.
Even though Eurovision's never been in Edinburgh, to my knowledge.
I don't know.
Pretty sure it's not.
I don't know why they'd host it here. We don't get.
No, I think the winner gets to host it. And
yeah, exactly.
Been a while.
And the UK would never win it. It's too political.
Yeah. Ireland, 15 points. And then, who are Ireland giving their points to? Not us.
Not UK. Not the UK.
Ridiculous.
Well, they might give us a solitary 1 point.
Yeah.
To like
the ones that don't get read out.
Yeah.
Because it's like the first 13 just flash up on the screen and then they read out the last three. Oh, what a stupid programme.
Ridiculous.
What a film that's going to be.
The only good thing about that is Graham Norton's commentary.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, if it wasn't for him, it would be a disaster.
That would be the only reason I'd watch it.
Yeah.
Is just to listen to his
he is funny.
His sarcastic comments.
Yeah. What else has happened? Or happening?
Happening. I don't know. I mean, we can talk about airports again.
Oh yeah, because you're away. Packing.
Yeah.
What? You've your pack?
Jesus. I've got stuff in a bag.
You've thrown stuff in. Oh, that'd stress me out.
Well, no, I've got. Because what I've had to do, because obviously I'm moving out of here, I've had to clear stuff away for my flatmate's brother to move in here.
Okay.
So I'm clearing out my room completely. So I'm not just like packing stuff. I'm packing but also clearing.
Okay.
So it's like a double. So what I've done is I've just put stuff I'm taking with me into a bag so that that's what I'm taking and I'll pack that.
So you've not done it yet?
Well, I kind of have. I did last night mainly. Then I had to buy a few things that I've forgotten about today, like bedding.
Oh, yeah.
Mm, so that'd be in halls again.
Because I'm quite OCD about stuff like that.
What do you mean? What, packing?
My bag's normally pretty immaculate.
Yeah, mine's normally pretty well folded and everything's pretty organised.
Be nothing worse than getting there and having an iron.
Bag bowl.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. It's the way to do it.
Yeah. Just be really annoying if you're just like just crushed up.
Yeah. But yeah, I've got two suitcases. Like a small hand luggage one. Or cabin bag as it's called, I think. And then another one.
Yeah. For
6 months worth of stuff.
Cool.
It's I don't know. I've never been there before, so I don't know what to take. That's the problem.
Mm.
So I'm taking a lot of shorts, a lot of like T shirts.
And a heavy duty raincoat.
Yeah. So but then think, yeah, but what if I need some trousers? What if I need to wear some jeans?
Yeah, you're going to need smart stuff probably at some point.
Exactly. So.
Is it expensive over there?
No, it's really cheap.
Right.
So just, that's what I was thinking.
Just
I was
do
like,
that.
Just buy stuff over there.
Yeah, just take some cash.
Yeah, that's the thing. But I haven't been able to get any cash. That's the other problem.
What's the currency there?
Malaysian something.
Oh.
Rand.
So they've got their own thing.
They've got their own thing.
Okay.
But I haven't been able to get any from anywhere. Post office doesn't do it.
They just don't do it.
No, they just.
Is that obscure?
I don't know if it's obscure. They're like, oh, we don't have any.
If a post office doesn't have any, there can't be that many flying around.
Mm, that's what I was thinking.
In Britain.
Might have to go to like Debenhams or something. If they have like a.
Quite depressing if Debenhams have it and the Royal Post Office doesn't.
The Royal Mail. Yeah, I don't know. So that's I might just get at the airport and bite the bullet on the exchange rate. I've booked my meals for the flight.
Wow.
Yeah.
Never done that.
No, because you get free meals on long.
Wow, if it's free.
Oh yeah, exactly. I'm not an animal. So I'm not going to turn that down. So.
What are you having?
So the option. Shall I read out the options? Right. I'll read out the options to you. Bearing in mind, I'm flying with Qatar Airways airlines.
Quite posh then.
Yeah. So let me know. So I've got Asian vegetarian meal. Bland.
Nah, read over that.
Bland meal.
What? That's actually the name.
The description.
I'll have a bland meal,
This meal is for customers who prefer light and easily digestible foods that are low in fat and help prevent gastric discomfort.
So much stuff in there. I'd like it to be... Can I have it bland, but make sure it's easy to digest?
Well, I think I know why they said bland, because... So later on, so we've got the diabetic meal. This is a diabetic meal that contains minimal sugar content with an equal balance of proteins, fats, fibre, and complex carbohydrates.
What?
Okay.
Do you have to, like... Also, do these meals have... That one didn't tell you what was in it.
No
idea. It just said it's suitable for diabetics.
It's a diabetic
meal. Could be anything.
Same with the bland meal. We don't know what it is. then we've got the fruit platter, which at least we know...
Got this, fruit in it.
This meal only contains seasonal fresh fruit.
Okay.
That's the description. Then we've got the gluten-free meal, and it's suitable for gluten-free
people. What's the gluten-free meal?
Just says this meal is for customers on a gluten-free diet.
That could be so any... Like,
yeah.
That could be so many things.
Yeah.
What if you don't like some stuff? But, oh, sorry, you're gluten-free, so that is the only...
Anything you can have.
Yeah. Or, sorry, diabetic. Most meals should be quite diabetic. Well,
then we've
like,
got
main meals.
Then we've got the Hindu meal. The non-vegetarian meal prepared according to the requirements of the Hindu religion.
Doesn't tell you what's in it?
No.
No.
But it's non-vegetarian.
Hindu's not beef, is it? So,
okay,
non-beef.
Maybe.
I think.
Then we've got the low cholesterol / fat meal.
So fat meal?
No, low.
All right.
Low cholesterol / low fat.
Because that's the one I was going for.
So this meal is for customers on a low fat diet with limited amounts of saturated fat. And we've got the low salt.
There's definitely no drop downs here to tell you what's in.
No, literally, you just.
This is absolutely ridiculous.
You're like, click. So then we've got the low salt / sodium meal. This meal is for customers who are on a low sodium diet where no salt is added during preparation.
So that's actually coincides with the bland meal.
Mm.
It's the same one.
Then we've got the low calorie meal. So people who are on a low calorie diet, which I think is just going to be a small meal.
Yeah.
You know, I want something else of like the assistance. Yeah. You know, I've got a 6-hour flight.
Lots of celery.
The non-lactose meal. We've got the raw vegetarian meal.
Raw?
Yep. This meal is for customers who prefer only raw vegetables with a variety of fresh fruit.
So that's actually similar to the fruit platter with some
carrots on the side.
Yeah.
And we've got the vegetarian Jane meal.
Jane
spelled
Jane. This meal is suitable only.
Jane spelled J-A-I-N. This is an Indian vegetarian meal prepared in accordance to Jane principles. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right.
Probably not.
How would you pronounce that? Jane, right?
Yeah, it says Jane.
Yeah. Vegetarian lacto-ovo meal. This is a vegetarian meal that includes eggs and dairy products.
So not suitable.
So basically not vegan.
Not.
And then we've got the vegetarian meal -vegan. So the vegan meal.
Is that it?
Oh, we've got one more after that. This is the vegetarian meal that is completely free of animal products, including honey, eggs, and dairy. I never knew honey was vegan until now. I suppose you're using animals to make it. Anyway,
yeah.
That's a different...
Yeah, yeah. Sorry.
Carry on.
Is there a normal meal? Because that was all...
I think the bland meal is the normal meal. And then we've got the vegetarian oriental meal.
Imagine making a bland meal.
Yeah.
Because what I've now just thought, there isn't another, there's no other one.
No, that's it. I've read through them all.
Right, okay.
So I've gone.
Because I thought maybe they're all very similar.
Right.
But all have alterations in their...
Variations with the recipe.
Yeah. But then I'm thinking, how'd you make a bland meal? How'd you cut that down?
Yeah.
Like, can I have the bland meal that's also gluten-free?
Yeah.
And has no salt. That's going to be pretty bland.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, it's called the bland meal at the start.
So, what do you think I've gone for?
I mean,
I've got to pick two.
You're not...
One for each flight.
You've got to pick two?
One for each flight.
Jeez.
And bearing in mind, my flying times are 7:50 in the morning from Edinburgh. And then I've got then, like, that's a 6-hour flight. Then I have 2 hours.
I mean, I think that's the worst thing I've ever heard. Like, let me see it. Right. So you're not vegetarian.
I'm not vegetarian, no. But I don't
Although,
mind.
Although, that one sounds the tastiest, to be honest. Yeah, you've gone for the first one.
Oh, that's just the default.
No, but it looks like...
Yes, that is the one I've selected.
Because this one says flavoured, which actually...
It's not mentioned anything else. flavours not mentioned whatsoever.
The rest of them are just like sachets that you just suck and you get all of the protein.
It's a powder.
Yeah, yeah.
This one's for my second flight.
Okay. Oh, that's when you...
So that's for like my dinner.
Into the Asian spirit. Yeah.
So for the first one.
The first one.
I went something different.
There's no way that anyone should pick the bland meal.
Well, you say that. See, my thinking was... I've gone for the bland meal.
I just wouldn't pick it based on its name.
Because I don't want gastric discomfort.
No, but...
And I've got an 18-hour flight.
But it's a bit strange to me, because none of them are like the difficult-to-digest meal.
If you want a real challenge. If you want to challenge your digestive system, get this meal. Yeah.
So the fact it describes it as easy to digest, just like...
It's going to be like porridge or something, isn't it?
Yeah, I was thinking like soup.
Yeah, but soup can be quite flavoursome, so maybe that's not bland enough.
Yeah, but it could be like
a bland soup.
Broth.
So there we go. But I didn't want a fruit platter because I'm not European. Well, I am European, but
it's
not continental European.
It's more dessert, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. That's not a meal.
No.
Gluten-free meal, I'm not gluten-free. Why suffer? Hindu meal, I'm not Hindu, but that's the only one that says it's not vegetarian. So it could be meat.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah. Low cholesterol. Yeah, it would be good for me.
I just don't know why they don't actually... Unless they change the meals.
They do change the meals, but like, these are just the ones.
A roll of a dice.
Yeah.
But like, it's really strange that you could pick someone and have absolutely no idea what it is.
Yeah, it could be anything. It
could be a soup. It could be just like... It
could be a sandwich.
Yeah.
A cheese sandwich for the bland meal.
Yeah. Not the gluten-free one, though.
No, not the gluten-free.
Or the
vegan one.
Yeah, there's a lactose-free as well. Ugh.
So... That's
that is so weird.
Yeah, I was quite excited by the prospect of picking my meal.
Yeah, because when I've like had to do it on flights, it's been like chicken.
But did you pick it on the flight?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
Unless I did, but I'm sure it's like similar. But I just think the wording of that was so bad.
Yeah, you don't want to eat any of that.
No.
Is there an option for none of it?
Yeah, the bland meal. It's just so weird for a name.
Yeah.
Bland's never been said in a positive
What's
way.
What's happened there is I think they might have like translated it.
Right.
You know, and it's just
from flavourless.
Or yeah, I don't know what they've translated it from, but it's Qatar Airways.
Yeah, you think it's a dodgy translation.
Yeah.
But
and they've just Qatar Airways, yeah. So I don't know like
their end goal is to describe it as this doesn't taste of anything.
Yeah. It's for the young and elderly.
But tell you what, you can digest it easy.
I was thinking I don't want to be in discomfort on the if I eat the Asian meal with a bit of spice in there in the first flight, and that causes me trouble. I've got another 8 hours after that to get through. Because I thought if I early on I just keep it nice and bland, and then when I get into second flight territory, spice it up with a bit of Asian vegetarian meal. I did think about it for a long time.
Quite depressing, actually.
It is. Yeah, but I'll be taking food on the flight.
Yeah.
Of my own.
Salt.
Salt and pepper. Yeah. Right, well, should we say that was episode 8? Should we round that one up there?
That was episode 8.
Yeah.
Where we throw into the void our offer of...
The hat is in the ring.
Yeah. You'll be able to message us through whatever you want.
Yeah.
Really.
Get in contact somehow.
Yeah. Quite funny to do on a pub, I feel.
That's what I thought we could do. I was thinking about doing that today. Yeah. Just going to a pub, going to like a bar, sit in the back of it, nice and quiet.
Yeah. That'd be quite funny. Someone wants to get the beers in.
Yeah, yeah.
We need to convey a relaxed vibe so that the new hosts don't feel so worried about
We're literally lying back on a sofa now. Just doing this.
Yeah,
you
know, it's hardly Joe Rogan, is it?
No. I'd love to have Zeph on as well. Speaking of Joe Rogan.
Could be a quiet one.
Yeah, we'll have to have him close to the mic. And that'd be fun. And then Nathan. You could do Nathan and Zeph double act.
Double act. The weirdest double act in the world.
Strangest double act, but
well,
apparently it works.
For the listeners as well, we'll give them
a
little backstory. They live together.
Live together.
The don't think they've ever actually spoken to each other in like person in the flat.
The
they
episode
have to go out to talk to each other.
Episode where Becky was on and we spoke about texting.
Yeah, that was basically
that was based about them.
Text each other in the house. They'll go out to speak to each other.
Yeah.
Weird.
So
So that could be a really strange one.
Strange one, yeah.
We'll do it at theirs.
Yeah.
They've never got the heating on either, so.
Yeah, and then anyone else that wants to come on, even if you like don't know Dan that well.
Yeah, no, I'm easy.
Dan's a nice guy. I can vouch for that. We can sort someone out and get it going.
You don't even have to have a topic. You just turn up and see Dan, what happens.
Yeah, exactly. That's what we did.
Yeah,
we had a vague topic at the start, which was resolutions.
New Year, yeah.
And how far off?
It's obvious. An obvious.
How far off did we go?
Yeah, cool.
Then we spoke about that for 3 minutes. Did we even ask about resolutions?
No. Have you got any?
And maybe just like try and be a bit more adventurous with things, you know, a bit more, taking a few more challenges stuff. Like, so Malaysia's is a big adventure. Just try and say yes to more things, I suppose. Not dodgy things, obviously. But you know, like
what else are you saying yes to?
We're taking like more you know, opportunities. You know.
Okay. Positive. I feel like I don't think you're missing many.
Well, I don't know. Just, you know, be a bit more.
Depends what opportunities.
Yeah,
you
come my way.
Yeah, but like.
Yeah, but.
Give an example.
Oh, I don't know.
Of something that you would say yes to now that you wouldn't last year.
Well, like I say, previously I wouldn't have said yes to going to Malaysia. Like, I wouldn't have thought that would be a thing for me.
Okay.
But I thought I'd go for it. I said yes, and I backed myself into a corner.
Yeah.
And now I'm flying out tomorrow.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's no going out now.
That's why I didn't say yes. I was never doing that one.
No. And I was, other thing, I was trying to learn the piano.
Oh, yeah. How's that going?
Pretty well, actually. I got a piano book, called Piano Books of Christmas, from my auntie, who's a piano teacher. She gave me a lesson.
He will now play us out.
I probably could, actually.
Yeah.
I could play Yankee Doodle for you.
I wasn't kidding.
All right. I'm going to do this.
Is it packed away?
No, it's in my room.
Ah, it's fine then.
Right, okay. This is movable. Right, okay.
Okay, we'll have a quick cut.
Quick cut.
And we'll break back, and then he's going to play us out. But we'll see you next time.
See you next time.
When we'll be with someone else,
yep.
Probably.
Thanks for listening. Have a good 2020.
Isn't it?
That's alright.
It's gone pretty well.
Smashed it.